This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Jen Kober, plus more Michael Cleveland on fiddle and hair shed. Coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
By myself, no friends.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. We got a big show today.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Greg Warren, Reno Collier, comedian Jen Kober. Jen has a new project out there. It's a video on YouTube called No Flies on Me. Jen is a very fine stand-up comedian. And she's also going to be part of Cirque du Soleil. Now, I don't know how to delicately put this. She will not be...
An acrobat.
Yes.
No.
You will not be doing any acrobatics.
I come out right after the girl that swings from her hair.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I won't be doing that.
Nice. Well, your hair is very short.
It is. My hair is very short. But this is the worst part. My wife's hair is very long. I don't know if you've ever lived with a long-haired lady.
But I do right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. I blew my nose the other day and one of her hairs came out. What is happening?
Constantly molting.
Right? And if you
got to be careful where you put your nose.
But if you live with a woman that has long hair, you know that in your shower drain, there lives an animal.
Oh, yeah.
I got in the shower the other morning. I was like, babe, do I need to walk this thing or feed it? What am I doing? I feel like we should name it, put it up for adoption. It's a lot. Because all I have ever wanted, Tom, is a hypoallergenic lesbian. Right? Don't they make like a lesbadoodle? Is there a lesbadoodle? Let's make that happen.
Yeah, as the former owner of a couple of labradoodles, I'm fully aware of that.
I feel like this is the answer. We just need a nice lesbadoodle.
Let me ask you this, in all truth, whenever I see one of those hairballs, historically, I always take a Kleenex and pick it up.
Oh, I make my wife get it. I call her in.
Oh, you don't bareback it?
She does a thing now where she takes the hair and she swirls it on the tile. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I don't want it to go down the drain.
Yes.
So the answer is to put it on the wall.
One of my girlfriends would put it on the wall, too.
That is so...
Yes, you talked about
it. I thought
that
for the longest time that we had a pattern. We just bought this house. I thought we had pattern tile in the bathroom. And I realized... No, this is just her swirling her hair.
Christy, would you pick it up with your fingers or would you get a Kleenex?
No, I get a Kleenex, or actually I even use scissors.
Oh.
You know, take it and... Yeah.
Hey, Josh, what would you put on the wall when you were in the shower?
Temporarily, it would be
DNA. Okay.
That's nice way to put it.
Well, no, I... You answered for me.
We're going to get back to Jen in just a second, but you are on your way to Las Vegas.
I am.
And what is the name of this particular Cirque du Soleil show?
It's called Mad Apple. It's playing at the New York Casino and Resort. It has been, I think they just had their 1 year anniversary. It's a great show. Such high energy. It's really, really fun. It's a little dirty. It's a little dirtier than the other Cirque du Soleil shows because it's set on the streets of New York.
I was reluctantly taken to Cirque du Soleil a few years back. I've since been two more times. I couldn't believe how great it was.
It's beautiful. Like to work in an ensemble with you know, when you're a comedian, you perform with other comedians and usually it's just me and openers. Like it's not like I'm around a bunch of headliners, you know, but it's incredible to be in a cast of people that are that talented. There's a guy in the show who throws this little skinny woman up in the air. He throws her in the air and he catches her, and that's his shtick. And then he puts on a blindfold and throws her in the air and still catches her. And then they like put him backwards and upside down, and then he throws her in the air. And every time I see this guy backstage, I want to make him laugh because I'm a comedian. That's in my nature. But I am scared to make him laugh because I don't want to throw him off balance and he drops this little skinny bitch in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
I'm scared to draw his focus. Like every time I see him, I just stone face it. I'm just like, no, I can't. Don't make Yuri laugh. Don't do it.
Does the woman have any particular skill set
other than being the smallest woman that I've ever seen? No. I'm sure she does. She's graceful. She points her toes and is, you know,
sure,
is fairy-like and such. Much more dainty than I. But, I mean, it's unbelievable that she lets him do this to her. I mean, right? And then that he...
Because you know he's dropped her.
That's what I'm saying. It's like everybody has a bad day at work.
Right, exactly.
Everybody has a day where you're phoning it in. You're just like...
Like it'd be my former partner. She's the one coming up the ramp with mouth in a tube.
That bad.
Mouth in a tube.
Let's take a quick check-in here with Patty G in the other room. Can you hear me okay, Pat?
I can indeed, yeah.
Okay. Now, can you hear Michael? And Michael, can you give Pat a little bit of a thing on your violin over there, your fiddle, I should say.
It's like the sound devil good? Went down to George.
Isn't that nice?
I mean,
wow, is that that's the 20-second version of
band.
Charlie Daniels. That's amazing.
Keep practicing, Michael.
You'll get it next time.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Pat, what do you guys want to do?
You want to hear Gangsta Folk or Stuck in a Car? Those are pretty...
do Gangsta Folk.
Okay, here we go. We're in E, Michael.
All right.
All right, you take the gangster rap, you tone it down, put it to a nice folk melody so everybody can enjoy the message of the gangsta. It's called Gangsta Folk. There you go.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Patty G.
He's Patty G.
And it's all good.
It's all good.
I'll pop a cap in your ass if you're in my neighborhood.
Nice neighborhood.
We ain't all that my brother would say about my mother. I'm the bomb. This ain't no joke. It's gangsta folk. Oh, yeah. Yo, dog, check it out. My hooch is fly. Don't diss my boo.
What's a boo?
Or you'll end up like you know.
Tupac, that's who.
Shout out to all my G's. What's up, Pete?
Cracker, please.
I'm dope, so take a toke, gangsta folk. It's gangsta folk. We be chilling out. Puffin' on the chronic till we all folked out. Hoes in the hot tub, 24-7, homie, ain't no lie.
Nasty hoes.
I'm a fast MC, rhyme is fat. I caught my Glock, biatch.
Who dat?
Fushness of my whistle dog, keep on playing. I have no idea what I'm saying. Oh, and the bomb is saying no joke, it's gangster folk. One time, Michael. Oh, I'm the bomb is saying no joke, it's gangster folk. Peace out, Michael Cleveland.
Michael, you nailed it.
True that. Now you said who dat. That's very Louisiana. That's very
who dat.
Who dat? Yeah, who that's the thing.
True that. Hmm? Who that?
True that.
True that. True that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you follow the world of hip hop?
I mean, as much as white lesbian from the South.
Is there a genre of lesbian hip hop? I mean, I'm sure there are some lesbian hip hop artists.
There is a genre of lesbian hip hop. There's what are they called? Something and she. I'd have to look it up, but yeah, there is. There's a little lesbian duo, and they
sound like the Indigo Sisters.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I think we've nailed it. Now
MC Etheridge.
Very nice.
Bravo.
I thought those were both very funny. Thank you very much. Are you a cook?
I am.
Because Louisiana, I always think of Justin. Remember that?
I guarantee.
Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson's the great magician. And right. By the way, he's got a naked thing on his website.
It's up on Instagram. It's so funny.
His clothes have disappeared. Justin Wilson. But what was his tagline?
I guarantee.
That's
I guarantee.
It.
I guarantee. Such a cutie. I do cook, but my wife is a baker. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's real good, y'all. Hot sex, and there's cake. But here's the thing, y'all. When she's had a bad day at work, I'm like, you know, what could it have? What did you? She's like, all I did all day, I just made icing all day. I'm like, that sounds awful, right? I'm starting to call her my little frostitute. I'm just kidding. I don't pay for it. She's just a tart. Boom!
Now I don't want to get I don't want to violate your borders.
Violate her borders.
Well, I don't want to intrude on the deeper aspects of your personal sexual encounters.
Yes, Tom.
I for one do not approve of food in the bedroom. At all,
really?
Anywhere, and I hate room service at hotels. I can't stand.
He's a prude,
Tom.
This is my question. I don't want to. Again, you don't have to go into any personal details. But does she ever bring the frosting into the bedroom? Or
we have not done frosting in the bedroom. I don't know if you know about lady parts, but sugar is not very good for them.
No kidding.
You're risking some infection there. Maybe a little. So there's some things you don't want to go down. So sugar, not great for that. But I do.
Hey, don't you mean go down on?
I do.
Some things you don't want to go down.
I enjoy a little Cool Whip on a nipple every now and then. But other than that.
That should be the title of your next special.
Cool Whip on a nipple.
You have a little trademark sign after.
Or how about Cool Whipple on a nipple? That way you can get around the cool.
Or just Cool Nip.
Yeah. That's a good one, too. I like how you guys are editing for me.
No, I don't like food in any.
We know.
Do you like room service?
I love room service. Here's the problem. I do have a problem with room service, and my problem with room service is that there's never a surface in the room on which to eat the room service. They have to I make them leave the tray they rolled it in on, but sometimes they don't want to do that. They just want to give you the food, and you have to eat it at that like weird desk.
Yes,
in a hotel room, which doesn't feel good. I don't like that part of it. But anytime you're bringing food to me, especially, I love those little dome covers.
Aren't those fun?
Oh my God, it's so. It's like, ta-da! It's usually just a burger and fries when I get room service, but it's very exciting, the reveal.
Have you ever walked down a hotel hallway and seen some fries sitting there that have been one?
This happens to me in Vegas all the time. There's people will leave like their whatever they didn't eat from room service right outside of their room. And look, there have been some nights when you're coming back, maybe you've had a couple of cocktails at a roulette table, and you're thinking, those fries don't look like they've been touched.
Right.
And you're tempted. It's very tempting. But I can honestly say I have never eaten it.
I did it once. I did? I was drunk, and it was a dinner roll.
Oh.
I was sitting there, and it looked perfect.
I did once see a pizza box outside of someone's room, and I didn't eat the pizza, but I looked in to see if there was pizza. It was just an empty box, thank God, because I think I would have taken a slice of pizza.
Yeah. Now, look, I have a question for Michael Cleveland. Michael, this is a non-musical question.
All right.
And we've established a couple of things. You're a brilliant musician, and you're blind. Those are the big two.
Right.
Were you aware of those things, Michael?
I was not. You just said that.
Everyone is bothered when they eat. I don't like looking at menus. I have to read all the time. I don't want to go. It's too much work. When you go to a restaurant, in as much as you can't read the menu, presumably they don't have it in Braille.
Well, they might have it in Braille, yeah.
Well, sometimes they do, but man, I'm so slow at reading Braille these days.
Oh.
I mean, one time I tried to actually read a Braille menu, it took me about an hour. I was like, no, this ain't happening.
So do somebody read it to you.
Do you ask your bandmates, or are they going to?
Yeah, I got these glasses, you know, they're supposed to be able to do that.
These new AI Ray Bans,
yeah,
they can read.
Yeah, it takes a picture of it.
And then what is it? And then it just tells you what it says.
Yeah, it tells you the items on the menu.
Oh wow,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
I was hoping your bandmates would screw up with you.
They do.
They go. Well, I'm sorry. All they have is vegan stuff, Michael.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they have fish head sandwiches.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes,
it's their specialty.
Only rice.
Now, how do you know what's left on your plate?
Oh my God!
Well, you got a fork and a spoon. Mm-hmm.
So you go by touch?
Yeah.
Do you ever miss your mouth?
Well, yeah.
Isn't that what Seinfeld said? He'd always, the worst thing about being blind was the bugs in your food.
Yes, I'd not be able to see if there are bugs in your food.
You wouldn't know. Right? Crunch, crunch, crunch. Oh, my God. Was that a raisin
What's
or a bug?
What's the next question? How do you know when you're done wiping your butt?
Oh!
And the answer is?
He's on to
telling.
You, isn't he?
I ain't telling.
Thank you. Jen and I were having a fashion discussion in the green room.
Oh, here we go.
Involving.
Can I guess what it was about?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Her hat.
Nope.
Is that right?
No, it was not.
No.
About my hat. Though my hat says
No
flies on me. Mm-hmm. It's for my special.
No, but it's a skew. It's got a little flavor. It's off
to it's always it got is, to be a skew.
It's kind of canted, if you will. which lends itself to a rather unfortunate joke that Michael will probably tell it. No, we were discussing shoes. Your sphere of knowledge.
Oh, I like shoes.
Yeah. Sneakers.
Yeah, sneakers.
Because I was over the weekend, I was getting one of my girls a pair of shoes, and we went in the store, and they had the OCs.
Do you get her a pair of On Clouds?
No, she ended up getting another type that she liked more. But they have the Hokas.
Hokas, mm-hmm. Yes.
And it looks like you're walking on a mattress.
Oh,
very. I did not care. But you said this is a big thing in the lesbian community.
Let me tell you something. I travel a lot with lesbians. I do a lot of trips with these lesbians.
Oh, yeah. Tell
us
about that.
There are two kinds.
Hey, Josh.
There are Hoka lesbians and there are OC lesbians.
Oh.
And they fight like in West Side Story, the Sharks and the Jets.
Oh,
it's like, whose shoes are better? And they argue. I have watched two grown women argue over whose shoes were better.
Yeah, that'd probably be that video might sell.
I got some Hokas.
Yeah.
And
really?
I really like them. Yeah, super low impact. They're
but you
great.
Would never wear them here, right?
When I walk in them. If I were going to walk afterwards, yeah.
Is it weird? They seem like the sole is so thick.
You know,
that
doesn't
seem weird.
They don't look that thick on the ones I got, at least. And then they feel really good.
Right. Tom's wearing slip-on shoes today. Have you seen them?
Oh, no, but I think that's fine.
Yeah, the slip-on OCs?
Yeah, they're kind of like loafers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could get them on quick. That's the beauty of it. Right now, we're going to switch gears. I think we have the satellite hookup. There he is. Look at that handsome man.
Hey, Reno.
Good morning, my friend.
Are you wearing slippers right now, or do you have shoes on? Because you're home at your house.
I don't have any shoes on. Or socks, or pants.
Now, what room are you in at your house?
Really, Tom? Well, the bathroom.
Will you stop? Yeah. He's in the funeral viewing area.
Right, I'm in the funeral viewing area.
Yes.
No, because I'm wondering, if I get you one of those lamps, like in Christmas Story, would you put it there?
100%. And I would leave it there, and it'd fit perfectly right in front of the window, and it would give my wife an aneurysm, but I would do it in a heartbeat.
Okay, because they have those, you know.
They sure.
Oh, I know.
They're
oh,
very fragile.
Love them.
Yeah.
They're fragile. That's right.
They're lovely. Now, you're a Southern guy. You're a Southern guy. We have what's a Louisiana person called?
Cajuns, right?
Oh, are you Cajun?
No, but I just consider myself a hick. I'm just backwoods, a little bit, you know.
Now, do you say you all on a regular basis, Reno?
Y'all.
I mean, do you say, is that part of your common speech pattern?
Of course it is.
Yeah, I think so. You can't help it. Like, it just kind of.
Well, it's nice. I think it's charming.
It's also gender neutral. So it's very progressive.
Right. Well, and that's progressive. that's why. Have you ever heard that joke? Why rednecks don't go to Ivy League school? Because when someone goes, where do you go to school? And they go, Yale. And they go, where do you go to school?
I love that. I love that.
That's a great one.
So what pronouns y'all like to use? That work? Does that work?
Sort of, yes. Yeah. What,
is that working? Okay, good.
If Hicks cared about such things as pronouns, that would be lovely.
Cisgender, of course she's a woman. She's my sis. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
My mother said to me at Christmas, she goes, there is no way every member of that Siberian orchestra is trans.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.